Hey, welcome. This lesson is making a heavy foghorn bass for drum and bass, intermediate level, using Ableton Live Stock devices. We're building a three-layer bass stack that gives you a clean, mono sub, a resonant, Forman-style foghorn mid, and a gritty resampled texture that adds bite and personality. I'll talk synth settings, effect chains, routing, resampling tricks, side chaining and arrangement tips, so your foghorn sits massive at 170-176 BPM. I'll use 174 BPM in the examples. Start by setting the tempo to 174 BPM and create a simple 1-2 bar MIDI bass line in a DnB style. Long sustained notes with occasional short stabs or short slides on off beats. The common rolling pattern works well. Long note on bar 1, short stabs on bar 2. Keep the MIDI simple for now. We'll focus on sound design and mixing. Pre-flight coaching tip. Gain stage early. Aim for individual tracks peaking around -12 dBFS and the bass bus around -6 dBFS so you have headroom for distortion and bus processing later. Layer A, the sub, your low-end foundation. Create a MIDI track and load operator. Set it to a carrier-only or simple sine-based patch. Oscillator A should be assigned tune to course tune 0 and drop the octave by 2 or 1 depending on your key so it sits roughly between 40 and 60 Hz. Keep unison at 1 so it's perfectly mono and clean. Optionally add a tiny pitch envelope for a small attack pop. Pitch amount between 0 and 3 semitones, decay around 60 to 150 milliseconds. On the audio effects chain, first, EQ 8 with a high pass at 20 Hz using a steep slope around 24 dB to remove sub rumble. After that, add utility and set width to 0% to force mono. Trim gain so the operator peaks around -6 to -12 dBFS. Optionally use glue compressor in parallel or lightly on the channel to even out level. Important: don't distort or stereo widen this sub. Keep it tight and pure. Layer B, the foghorn, where character comes from. Create a new MIDI track and load Waveitable. Start with a Waveitable that has formant or rich harmonic content. Ableton's formant tables or a warped saw will do. Oscillator 1 is your main voice. Oscillator 2 can beat an octave up or slightly detuned saw set a few dB lower, around -6 to -12. Set unison to 2 or 3 voices with very small detune, between 0.02 and 0.08, just enough for thickness. Voice mode should be mono so notes retrigger nicely. Enable glide and set it between 15 and 60 milliseconds. About 30 ms is a great starting point for smooth DnB slides. For filter tight, try a band pass or a 24 dB low pass with a resonant emphasis. Set cutoff somewhere between 300 and 800 Hz and crank resonance to between 4 and 8. If it starts squealing, back it off slightly or use narrow EQ to tame it. Set a filter envelope with a moderate amount, about 40 to 70%. Filter envelope answer, attack near 0 to 8 ms, decay 300 to 600 ms, sustain 30 to 50%, release 40 to 120 ms, tweak to match your note lengths. The amp envelope should have a snappy attack, decay 150 to 350 ms, sustain about 50 to 80%, release 40 to 120 ms. To get the foghorn honk, use a pitch envelope that starts up high and decays to the main pitch. In Waveitable, add a pitch envelope of plus 12 to plus 18 semitones at note on, with decay around 150 to 400 ms. That creates a classic honk or slide down. If you prefer more precise control, use MIDI pitch bend automation per note. Add two LFOs for movement. LFO 1 slow triangle or sine at about 0.1 to 0.6 Hz. Map to filter cutoff for a slow wobble. LFO 2 can be a small sample and hold or random LFO map to detune or resonance for microvarination. Now the foghorn effects chain. First, EQ 8. High pass everything under about 100 Hz to keep low end for the sub. Boost a narrow band in the formant region, 400 to 1200 Hz, by 2 to 6 dB to make the vowels sit in the mix. Then a saturator with 3 to 8 dB of drive and soft clip mode for warmth. Next, erosion set to noise or sine at 8 to 20% to add subtle grit. Then insert corpus, choose plate, tube or tuned body and tune corpus to the formant frequency around 400 to 800 Hz. Increase decay and damping until you hear a metallic resonance that gives the horn its body. A touch of auto filter or movement can add rhythmic motion if you want. Finish with a post EQ to tame highs and any muddy 200 to 350 Hz buildup. Routing note: make the foghorn wider than the sub, but don't widen the low mids. Use utility width around 60 to 80% or use mid-side EQ to keep everything under 150 Hz mono. Layer C, texture and grit, the resampled audio that brings real character. Create an audio track and resample the foghorn patch by recording a short phrase or hit. Do several takes with different articulations. Heavy attack, long sustain, reverse hit. Import the best take and warp it if needed. Set warp mode to complex pro if you need to stretch. For processing, you can load simpler or sampler if you want to map the resample across notes, or simply use clip playback. Add grain delay with tiny grain size for microambience or a frequency shifter for alien texture. Corpus works great again here. Tune a second corpus higher to simulate the horn body. Add redux for bit reduction and sample rate reduction in the 6 to 12 setting for harshness. Drive a saturator harder than the fog layer, maybe 6 to 12 dB. EQ out everything under 200 Hz so this layer doesn't fight the sub. Widen it with small Haas delays or subtle ping-pongs. Use this layer in parallel at a lower level under the foghorn. It's the spice, not the foundation. Now glue all three layers together. Send sub, foghorn and texture to a bass bus group. On the bass bus, insert an EQ8 for surgical cuts, then multiband dynamics to tame the mid-band harder if necessary. Add a parallel saturator chain so you can blend distorted harmonics back in without destroying the clean sound. Side chain is essential. Add compressor or glue compressor and set side chain input to your kick or an extracted transient from the drums. For DNB, set ratio around 3 to 6 to 1, attack between 1 and 10 ms, and release 50 to 120 ms so the bass breathes with the fast kick snare hits. Tweak threshold for about 3 to 8 dB of ducking depending on how aggressive you need it. Keep the sub mono on the bass bus by placing utility and automating width if you want dynamic spread, or use mid/side processing to lock 30 to 120 Hz to mono. On final EQ, cut a little in the 200 to 400 Hz area if it's muddy, and consider a presence lift around 900 to 1800 Hz if the horn needs to cut through hats and snares. Common mistakes to watch for: don't over distort the sub layer, it muddies and breaks phase. Avoid stereo widening below 120 to 150 Hz. Don't let resonance run unchecked or you'll get squealing that masks the mix. Sidechain too slow or too hard and the bass will pump unnaturally. And always check your mix in mono. You'll be surprised how often low end disappears when summed. Extra coaching notes. If your layers are phasing, nudge the resample start by a few milliseconds or flip phase on one layer with utility. Use an analyzer to monitor three spectral slots: the sub between 30 and 80 Hz, the body between 150 and 900 Hz, and presence between 900 and 3000 Hz. Map useful macros: gnarly for global distortion on the parallel chain, howl for corpus frequency, breathe for filter cutoff or LFO depth, and glue for bass bus compression threshold. These give instant performance control. Advanced variations if you want to push further. Add a small FM harshness operator bandpass around the fog formant for zipper-like metallic harmonics. Use the vocoder with a resample as carrier and drums as modulator to make the fog speak rhythmically. Split the bass bus into low, mid, and high parallel chains so each band gets specific processing. Use an envelope follower on a snare to dynamically drive filter cutoff or corpus pitch for drum-driven interaction. And try pitch stacks at different intervals with modulated volume to create evolving harmonic tension. Mini practice exercise for 30 to 60 minutes. Make an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM that drops into a full foghorn bass drop. Draw a 2-bar MIDI clip with a long note on bar 1 and two short stabs on bar 2. Sub with operator at minus 1 or minus 2 octave, mono it and HP at 20 Hz. Foghorn and wave-eatable. Formant wave-eatable. Bandpass at about 500 Hz. Resonance 6. Filter eat in VDK 350 ms. Pitch envelope plus 12 semis decay 250 ms. Saturator drive around 4 dB and corpus tune to 600 Hz. Resample a short hit. Add redux set 6 to 12. Mix it under the foghorn at around minus 6 dB. Bus to bass bus and side chain to a simple kick. Automate cutoff up on bars 1 and 5 for a build and check the loop in mono. Outcome: a clear sub, a honking foghorn mid, and an abrasive texture with breathing side chain. Recap: build three layers: a clean mono sub, a resonant foghorn mid using wave-eatable or operator, and a gritty resampled texture. Bus and process them with EQ, saturator, corpus, and sidechain to the kick for that DNB energy. Keep the sub mono, sculpt the mid with bandpass and resonance, automate filter and pitch envelopes for slides and breathing, and always check in mono. Final push: map a few macros for performance, automate the corpus, and filter for dynamics, and plan your arrangement with pre-drop vacuums and intensity states so the foghorn has maximum impact. Go make something that shakes the floor and cuts through a breakbeat. If you render a drop and want feedback, send a 45 to 60 second sample with the three stems and I'll give focused notes. Let's get that horn howling.